Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Boy, oh boy, we are finally back on the air. Everything's working the way it's supposed to work. I did a little complaining to our little Blog Talk friends. They seem to fix everything. So we're back on the air. Everything's going fine. This is Elohim, your host for today. We have a very interesting topic today. We have a couple of topics today. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the last couple of weeks. It's just been crazy. But this week, we're here live and in living color. Okay? Now, the topic for today is a very, 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 very good one. Just give me a second here. Okay. We're going to play a little bit of our national anthem for you right quick. And then we're going to start the broadcast, okay? Let's see if I can bring it up here. There we go. We got music. We got everything.
Thank you.
the age of freedom has come, but we have to work for it. They want this polling to that. Say that's our national anthem for looking for our jobs. We're going to start off today with our favorite topic. We want to talk about love. Let's talk about love for a minute, you know. The reason why we can't get along, the reason why I have so many problems, because we don't know how to love. So the first thing we want to do, we're going to teach or talk on how to love each other, you know. Love is an act that makes others feel good. If you want to have a feel-good day, make sure you act every day and everything that you're doing makes others feel good. If you act make others feel good, then you're going to have a feel-good day because, you know, there's two cultures, reap what you sow and dog eat dog. Oh, my goodness. Little cultures are always clashing because reap what you sow culture, compassion, you know, concern about what's going to come back to him. I do this to him, what I want him to do this to me, you know. And so that's not a warlike culture. That's not a warlike nature. People who were raised under that particular culture. But people raised on a doggy dog culture, that one thing on their mind, you know. If it looks good, something I could use, I'm coming to take it, you know. So that was our problem when we were controlling the planet. I'm talking about black folks, this is Black History Month, so we'll be laying out a little history here. When black folks was controlling the planet, what we did, we got so caught up into the reap what you sow culture that we forgot about the dog-eat-dog culture and the dog-eat-dog food that was out there, you know? And we didn't build up, we didn't keep our military end up. And so what they did, they saw that we were lacking in military technology. So they said, hey, man, I see something I want. I'm going to get it. And that's what they did. They came and got it, you know? And you see, well, how much in love? How am I gonna love somebody, you know, with the doggy dog culture? Well, you know, you have to treat them with reciprocity and respect, no matter what. But prepare for a double cross. Prepare for them to use you, get over on you, whatever they can do. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever. By any means necessary. If they want it, they coming to get it, and you have to. Prepare yourself. If you prepare and you're balanced militarily, they're not going to bother you. You know, I mean, they might be a doggy dog, but then you're stupid. You know, they're not going to attack a culture that's more advanced than they are. And that's the key to survival out here. If you're dealing with a reward culture, you have to create a military that's capable of the doggy dog culture. To the extent that it's so advanced that nobody would even dream of attacking or coming after you, you know? And that's key to the whole thing. You have to keep your military up. Because the more you go into the reward so culture, the stronger or the harder the doggy dog people are going to press at you to get what you want, to get what they want out of you, you know? And, once again, I'd like to apologize for the last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks, actually. We've been having trouble with the system. I think one time it wasn't the system's fault. It was the internet. They just shut my net down for some reason. So now we're back live and in living color, and we got some pretty interesting to talk about. Like I said, we always start off our show with love because love is so important. It's something that we need to deal with, something that we need to address. And we need to address it in such a way that it actually makes a difference, you know? Now, we're gonna go into economics people are calling in now. people are calling in here before we get into our main topic, which is very interesting. Basically, they're telling you who you are, and what kind of power you have and what you're dealing with. So but right now we're going to talk about economics, okay? But we talk about that money. You know, everybody know I'm a Bible thumper. And everything we need basically is in the book. Oh, man, here we go with this crap. Yeah, I'm telling you. Because for the most part, we don't know how to read the book. pick the book up, go through a few passages, you know, instead of reading the book from cover to cover, and then go into what's written in the red that they said that Jesus said, you know, because that will give you a DNA awakening, and you'll be able to understand things beyond your wildest imagination, you know. It will help you in so many ways, you know. So, so we want to talk about economics, okay? And we said, well, how are you going to talk about economics, man? Well, economics comes through Joseph. What? How are you going to talk about Joseph's money? Man, they threw that sucker in a hole. He couldn't have nothing, you know. Let's just go to show you that you serve a mighty God. They threw this guy in a hole, right? He wound up being a rice giant of Kemet. Now, for those of you who don't know what a rice giant is, that's the guy that manages the money, you know? And so what did he do that was so important that we can use that he saved Egypt, Kemet? What did the man do? He told Pharaoh, he said, look, man, save half, spend half, and Egypt will be spared. Egypt will be saved. So that's what he did. He saved half and he spent half of the crop. You know what I mean? This is what you should be doing today. Saving half of your money and spending half of your money. That's called the 50% budget. Who knew that it was in the book that we're throwing away and don't mean that, and don't care nothing about the book? Who knew, you know? I'm telling you, there's so much in that book. Once you learn how to read it, it will just blow your mind. Well, because I'm talking about the Bible. That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot in that book that we really need to get into once we learn how to read it. And once again, I'd like to apologize for the last 3 weeks. I've been having trouble with the air. I got on the internet and I blasted the Black Talk people. And they fixed everything. Everything's looking fine. Well, I haven't opened anybody's mic up yet, but everything is working pretty good. You know? So anyway, that's where we are. That's where the 50% budget actually comes from. This is how the 1% got so far ahead of you, because they took this book, learned how to read it, and use it to their advantage. You know, here they're working on a 50% budget, and they're telling you 10%. So that you don't get ahead of them. Because if you just save 10% of your money, soon something happens, that money is gone. G-O-N-E, gone, I'm telling you. And you're right back where you started, in a hole, trying to struggle, trying to pay your rent, trying to pay your mortgage, you know. But that 50% budget will carry you in such a way that it can help you invest in things, whereas you can have things making money for you. So I'm not going to go into the whole thing because I want to talk about Mary and Jesus. Of course, I want to talk about Mary and Jesus. I guess we might, right? It makes you think, right? Where am I going with this one? But anyway, if you take now this, for those of you who are listening, those of you who are calling in, right, there's a price to pay for this information that I'm getting ready to give you. You have to pass it on to the children. That's the price you have to pay, okay? You tell your children when they get out of school, high school, when they get out of high school, right? And, you know, those of you who are poor, you can work, the children can work two jobs. Most places pay $10,000 a year, all right? Tell your children work two jobs, pay for one, save one, and live off the other. And don't be in a hurry to kick the children out of the house. You know, this is part of this culture. Get out, get your own home, find some place to go. Give them time. If you teach them a 50% budget, they will get a place, and it won't take them too long. It's usually a two-year plan, you know. In 2 years, working two jobs, they can accumulate close to $20,000. And with that $20,000, they can sure sell a foreclosure. Don't go into the real estate office. Sure sell foreclosure. Every city have a sure sell and a foreclosure. You go in, bid on the property. Preferably the first property that you should get would be a three-story dwelling, you know. Can't get a three-story dwelling, get a two-story dwelling. get something, you know, because that once you become a homeowner, the system opens up to you. You know, you'd be surprised at how the system opens up once you become a homeowner, right? And once you get that three-story property, that's what you tell your children. They can live on the first floor in the basement. That's like having a two-story crib, you know, first floor in the basement. And they got two stories that they can rent out. okay? Now we're talking about economics. What is economics? Somebody else working and paying you. That's economics. I know I go through this almost every time we deal with economics, but it's the key to your children's future, and it's the key to yours, you know? But you have to pass the information on. Tell your children about their 50% budget, and those of you who are Bible thumpers, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Take them into Joseph, because you serve a mighty God. Anytime you take somebody that they done threw in a hole and been persecuted and locked up and everything and make him one of the top finance persons in Kemet, you serve a mighty God. That means that anything that's going on, anything that's wrong, there's some energy out there that's coming to you that can help you fix it. Okay, we're going to talk about that energy in a minute, too, okay, when we get into Mary and Jesus. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I can't wait to get into that one. But we're talking about the 50% budget. We're talking about economics. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Don't get it twisted. If you don't have nobody working and paying you, you don't have economics. What you have is a job. Real estate can provide that economics. Money can provide that. Their money can work for you. You know, they even got bitcoins, and I'm into a thing that they call carrot bars, carrot gold. You know, I deal with that, and I'll be trading on the gold market. Oh, that's right. I buy and sell gold now. Let's talk about, we're talking about that money, you know. But you need someone else working and paying you. And I have a CD on the market. Now my CD is out there working and paying me. Once I made it, I'll have to keep making it. You know, creating a CD over and over and over. Once the record goes, they just keep pressing the record out without me having to go back in the studio to redo that same record. And that's residual income. You know, you can do it with poetry. There's a lot of ways you can have residual income. One poem can make you lots of money. I know a guy who used to, I'm out of Philadelphia. I know a guy who used to walk down Center City with a poem, a dollar or a donation, whatever you want to give. And he told me he used to make $70, $80 a day with one little poem down there every day, you know? So there's a lot of ways you can make money. There's a lot of ways you can supplement your income. But you have to be, a friend of mine always said every week, you have to be aware of what's going on. If you're not aware of the 50% budget, you know, if you're not aware how to read the Bible and the books to get that kind of information so that you can understand what's going on, then you need to tune in every Sunday, 7 o'clock. I know the last few weeks has been crazy. You know, but last week I had everything set up and I couldn't talk to nobody. The week before that, I couldn't use the mic. The week before that, they shut me down. I'm saying something is going on here. So I really complained pretty hard to lots of radio, and everything seemed to be working just great. And I'm loving every minute of it, you know. So... So right now we're talking about economics. Now, we've been to our love portion. You know, the first thing we get into whenever we open the show is love, because that's so important. How can family and groups get together if they don't know how to love each other? Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to commit an act and it doesn't make the other person feel good, don't commit to act, especially if you're in a relationship. Now, if you're in a relationship, you know how to make a person feel miserable. A lot of us want, well, I want to make them jealous or make her jealous so I know that they love me. No, don't do that. The heart has a neural net in it, okay? Yeah, the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, and it remembers. Plus, the heart gives off hormones. See, a lot of things they're not telling you because they don't want you to know how to interact with each other, how to be a part of each other's lives like you're supposed to, you know? Okay. You know, went through two of our much-needed topics, you know, especially the 50% budget. Now, remember, the 50% budget is important. That you, if you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. Cut back on something, not so that you can spend more money, so that you can save more money. And if you're at the point where you only can save 10 or 15% of your money, then find something else to do, not to spend money, but to save until you get to that 50% budget. Once you get to that 50% budget and you're dealing like that, then you can think about spending more money on this, spending more money on that, because you're at a good point in your life, you know. Wouldn't it be nice if you had half of all the money you spent so far, especially old timers out there? Oh, man, your pockets would be fat, you know. And I'm not telling them, when I talk about the real estate, I'm not telling you actually to go into real estate. A lot of us don't want to go into real estate. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good way to supplement your income, especially if you're young and you buy three or four houses, you know, and if each one of them is worth for $80,000, $90,000 and you rent them out, by the time you retire, see what I'm saying? You got like $360,000 to retire on just for having four houses. You see what I'm saying? So it's a good way to make sure that you don't have to get that second job when you retire. That assisted. And she's been preach for us all her life. If I'm saying retired, you know, and she's the nicest person in the world. We talked the other day, she said, I might have to get me a second job or something in my income. Well, she didn't know about the 50-cent budget. Well, when she was growing up, I didn't know about it either. But by the time I found out about it, if I'm saying, I'm spreading the word now. I'm telling people about the 50% budget. Okay. Now, without further ado, before our commercial break comes out, we're going to talk about, all right, Mary and Jesus. Now, this is Black History Month. Now, I'm getting to this thing in such a way that it's going to kind of like blow your mind, because there's a way to read the book, all right, where you can get information out of a book that will blow your mind. I mean, it will really blow your mind. Really blessed up mine, okay? once again, I'd like to apologize for the last 3 weeks because everything was just going crazy, okay? We'll be back on the air. Now, if you have a comment or you want to say anything, you know, all you got to do is hit 1 on your phone, and it will tell you that you're in the host key, and you can make a comment, you can say something if you want to, and I'll open up your mic and we can interact with each other. But this is an interactive show, so if you want to say something. But I understand now, I'm a Bible thumper, so I do talk a lot of things about the Bible. But when I go there, I'm not going to debate the book, okay? You can give your statement, give your comment. There's others on the air that would like to hear what you have to say as well, you know? So, but I'm not going to debate the book. I don't debate the book with nobody because everybody lives in different places. And where you are is where you're supposed to be. And I'm not here to change nobody's perception or anything. I'm just here to give my thoughts. And then if you want to give your thoughts, you can do that. We have 8284. I see you throw your hand up. And when you throw your hand up, I'm going to bring you in right away. I figured you might be have something to say on what we're talking about. So now this is 8284. Your mic is open. You have a comment or something you want to say today? 8284, your mic is open. Okay.
No,
so,
not at this time.
How you doing? You have a comment or something you want to say?
No, not at this time.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to leave your mic open, so I don't cut your radio when you're going on. If you do, I'll cut your mic back off. I'll leave your mic open so you can jump in and get ready if you have something to say, okay? Now, we got 7325. Oh. Your mic is open and I'm on the air. Would you have, a comment or something you want to say?
Yes, sir. I want to say yo to my Uncle Al. He's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Stone Man is in the house. What's up, young man?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Uncle Al?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate you chiming in. Let me know that. Man, I'm not alone up here on this radio, and then I do have people who are calling in and support what I'm doing, and thank you so much, okay? I'm going to leave your mic open, so if you do have a comment or a statement, you can just jump right in when you get a minute, okay?
Well, I got a comment for everybody listening to your radio station.
Yes, sir. Come on, bring it.
Okay, my comment is, I've known you for 54 years of my life, and you've never told me anything wrong, and I appreciate every last word that you speak to me. Thank you very much for delivering the word to me, as well as all the other people that are smart enough to listen to you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you too, brother. Much love, man. Okay, now, with that being said, we want to get into the main topic of today. I'm talking about Mary and Jesus. Yeah, well, I don't understand. I'm talking about this black woman whom I love so much because she brought so much to us. Well, I don't understand. And a lot of people don't get into her as being a black woman, but yes, she was. Her and Jesus, they were black. But now, Where am I getting that from? Everything I come, everything I get, everything I say is coming out of it. We talk about some people who have skin the color of burnt brass. Get it right, so don't get mad at me, okay? But what about Mary? Now, here's the thing. What does Mary represent? You know? Are we just talking about one guy here or one woman here? No. Mary represents every woman on planet. I'm going to say that again.
Really?
Represents every woman on the planet. We're talking about the Immaculate Conception. Now, when the egg when the egg is first fertilized, there's a light that comes across the egg. And that light is not of the mother or the father. That's the Immaculate Conception. Now, I'm going to get some flack on this, but we got to bring it. That's the Immaculate Conception. That's the Christ. Every child born a Christ. That's who you are. Well, I'm a black man. Well, I'm from China. I'm from Russia. I'm from you are a Christ born of the universe. You are one of the most powerful beings on the planet. But you don't know who you are. Because they got you all confused and all mixed up because you don't understand what's going on. Every mother on the planet is Mary. That's what Mary represents. Come on. I'm just telling you, every child that you bring into existence is born of the Immaculate Conception because the two flesh parts, the egg and that don't put the child in motion. The child don't go in motion. The child will become a living soul until that light terminates the egg. Now, the scientists, I got videotapes for the light, you know, when the light first hit the egg. This is 2020. You know what I mean? Technology is amazing. We can see the light. Coming to the age. Scientists don't know what the light is. And so, what is this light? I have no idea. You see what I'm saying? But the scientists, they don't know what the light is. But if you study the book, it will tell you what the light is. It will tell you who you are. Now, in Jesus, whose proper name is Joshua ben Bera, hey, I'm just going to tell you what's up, okay? His proper name is Joshua ben Bera. That's who he was, right? He knew something that you didn't. Because he said, here this man, his consciousness was so high.
He's the Christ. Not to me, your Uncle Al, okay?
We're getting noise on one of us here. Okay, here's what you didn't understand. Here's what you don't get, right? That Jesus knew something that you didn't know. I like talking about Jesus, so don't beat me up on him because he was an amazing young man. Amazing. He knew something that you didn't know because he said he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and he didn't say you can do just as good as he did. Humble guy. He said greater works than I did that you will do. That's what he said. How can you say something like that if you didn't know who he was? He knew he was a Christ. You know what I'm saying? And he knew you was a Christ. He knew every child born was a Christ. Why do you think he had so many Marys around him? What was a clear sign of what was going on, you know? Every woman on the planet is a Mary. Every child that's born one is born of the Immaculate Conception because it's the light, that Christ consciousness that enters the egg and makes the child a living soul. Come on, you can check it out. You don't have to listen to me. We got science today. They can take you in and show you the light coming into the egg, and the light is not of the mother or the father. I'm telling you who you are, okay? This consciousness, this Christ consciousness, has been around for thousands of years. Let me tell you something. This is Black History Month, so I'm going to drop a little bit. The Egyptians, on every mustaba, all the tombs, they wrote the term Christ on all their tombs. They spelled it KRST. And you think the 1% don't know about it? Go Google KRST. They got KRST radio, KRST this, KRST that. They know what's going on, but they're not letting you find out because they don't want you to know who you are. If you are a Christ capable of doing greater works than Yahshua ben Bedell, or whom we call Jesus, and you can do greater works than what he did based on what he said, now it's in the book, I'm not making this up, then what type of special person are you? every child born is very, very, very special. Okay? And we have to let the child know who they are. You let the child know who they are, I'm going to say, look, I'm a Christ born of the Immaculate Conception. They're going to respect the womb that bore them. The children don't respect the womb because they don't know who they are. If they don't know who they are, how can they possibly know who you are? They don't know who mama is. They don't know who papa is. You understand what I'm saying? They don't know. If they don't know, they can't respect themselves. Now, they have to, once they know that they are a Christ, they have to go to the Christ to get that information. Where is that? It's in the book. How do you activate your DNA, okay? How do you have a DNA activation? Let's deal with that. If you read, okay, I'm talking about the King James Version now. Don't get it twisted. If you read only what's in red, okay, based on the King James Version, you will have a DNA activation. Don't listen to the explanation of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Their consciousness wasn't to the point that they can understand the high consciousness of the man that was bringing the information. We're talking about Jesus. They couldn't understand the information that he was bringing. So they were smart enough to write it down. They took notes and they passed it on so that you can get this information. Here we 2,000 years up, okay? And somebody is keeping them so dumbed down that we don't know how to get into the information and know what's going on, you know? I'm just going to give you a little small example of some of the stuff that's going on in that book, you know? And and you don't have a clue to what's going on. You got to remember, when the 1% first come off that, when they first come off that little island that it was on, they didn't know how to fight. They went into Kemet to learn what was going on, okay? What did they study first? Because the Bible wasn't here yet. They studied the teaching of mind, which brought them into the book, okay? And they learned. They learned so much from this book that it will blow your mind. How they learn how to eat? It's telling you how to eat in there so you can be stronger, wiser. Genesis 1:29, it's telling you urban fruit and seed bearing plants of what you're supposed to be eating. They walk around talking about, oh, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegetarian. That's all in the book. They ain't doing nothing new. That was written 2,000 years ago. Okay? They had this book for a couple thousand years, you know, telling you how to eat. And now all of a sudden, everything is new. Then they come out with a CD, a movie, telling everybody, oh, it's a secret. Ain't no secret. What you think about, you bring about. Man, that's read what you saw. That's been in the book for 3,000 years. But they're giving it to you, they're spoon feeding you in such a way that you don't know what's going on, okay? But we're going to wake you up. This is the wake-up show, all right? We're going to wake you up and let you know what's going on because we want you to wake up because you serve a mighty force. You serve a mighty God. That's when we talk about the 50% budget. Here God took a person that was in a hole, that Joseph threw him in a hole, and this man became the vice son of Kemet, saved Kemet. Now, what kind of energy are you bringing to you that can give you that kind of power to do that kind of stuff? Oh, man, this is something to think about, really. All you Marys out there, I want you to know who you are, okay? You are the greatest gift to the planet. You are very special. You are absolutely amazing. And when you bring that little Christ into the world, you let that Christ know who he or she is. Let him know. You are a Christ born with the universal power of Christ in you. And Jesus recognized your worth. He recognized your power, recognized what's going on inside you. But you got to recognize what's going on inside you. You have to recognize who you are. There is no limit to what Christ can do. There's no limit to what you can do. You are an unlimited being. It's just that simple. You are an unlimited being. That's who you are. That's what you are. Okay? Now, right now, before we go any further here, I have a few shout-outs. To make what I do every week. You have a lot of people out there that's bringing information, okay, that's trying to trying to wake you up, trying to do things, you know, and I'll give them a little shout out. It's called a commercial. This Elohim Radio Show here every Sunday from 7 to 8. And once again, I'd like to apologize for what's going on. Now, the board is filling up pretty good here. If I miss your hand going up, I'll catch it because it brings you to the forefront. But this Elohim Radio Show here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, U.S. time. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to make a comment, or if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, you know, please do. You talk about your company and what's going on out there, you know. We don't charge for commercial space, so this is not an instrument that we've set up where we're trying to get paid. We just want to get the message out because people need to know, you know. We released a gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. CD, the link, CD Baby, CD Elohim Christ 2. You go to that link and you'll be able to hit CD Baby and you'll be able to buy either one song or you can purchase the whole album if you want, okay? You can also go to YouTube and just click on Elohim 10 Tracks, Jesus is coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is Jesus coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb. That's right. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you keep might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance away from us. We need those babies. And brothers, just like we need the babies, we need you around to help these sisters take care of these babies. So make sure you're in the mix, okay? And so far, we're starting to do a better job than we used to. And my hats off to the brothers and to the sisters that's been hanging in there so long, waiting for the men to wake up. We're starting to wake up. We're starting to realize what's going on, how important that child is, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Come. For more information on the CD or a book, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703. That's from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? And also, I'm known in the gold business now. I do carry bars. So for more information on carry bars, how to buy and sell gold, if you need that money, I'm telling you, just call 215-758-1703. Now, we're talking about Black history. And there's a brother that has a Black history book out. It's called When Rocks Cry Out. Hans Butler, I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So if you can get that book, go on Amazon or one of the Black bookstores and purchase the books from Rock Crowd. You'd be surprised at what you learn. Now, also on Saturday, a friend of mine, he comes on every Saturday at 7 o'clock. It's called Legacy of the Nation. And it's hosted by Brother Mac and Son. It comes on at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319. I'm a little hoarse. I'm going to do a lot of talking between church and everything. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. That's Legacy Information Show on Saturday. I'd like to give a shout-out to 7752. He's on every morning from 6 a.m. to every Wednesday, 8 p.m. The call-in number is 319-427-6199, so you can give 772 a call out. He keeps it real. It's like it every day. He brings it to you, you know. He brings it to you like a real man should, okay? I would like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name of Kenitra Levin. She has a spoken word just for you, so check her out, okay? I like what she be saying. She makes a lot of sense. I'd like to give a shout out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The calling number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's NikkiLoveWunam.com. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA, ACL, 1918 of the world. We have meetings every week. For more information, contact President Marti. His number is 267-822-2320 or 267-300-7143. Okay? Or you can contact me because I'm a member of the organization. That's 205-758 1703. That's from 9 to 5. That's my business line. Okay, leave a message, and I will definitely get back with you. I'd also like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. He makes clothes, he designs clothes. In fact, we wear a red, black, and green uniform that's just outstanding. And he made it tailor made. He made it in Africa and had it shipped back to us. His number is 609-638-5828. So if you want some clothes or something nice to wear, you can contact our RBG Industries and have some buddies and we can help take care of you. And we have a new security person on the line. His number is 336-988-8638. They're not his web address, so maybe he can throw his hand up and give us his web address, because I know a lot of people looking for security jobs, and I understand he's looking for people to work. I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm giving a lot of shout outs today. He's under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has old school style in Philadelphia. He has, well, 7 CDs on the market now. Well, 6, but he just dropped another one. And he's on CD Baby. He goes under the name of Yesterday's Child. His calling number is 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter. She has Taylor Pack Learning Academy. That's right. And I'm very proud of her. She's in medical school. She's, my understanding, she's trying to be a gynecologist. Well, she's going to be a gynecologist. She's licensed, certified. She's registered nurse right now, who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Potts has 34 natural school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children, just call her. And her email address is TaylorTalksLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor_Todd_LA. You know, while we're still just learning about this emails and Instagrams and all that, you know, because, you know, I'm old school. I'm still getting into it, okay? And that's what's going on. We also have more electric. That's my son here. He's on electric company. Small electric. So if you need some electric, I don't have his number right now. I got all his cards here. I didn't put him into the commercial, which I'm going to do. So I'll have him next week. But Smart More Electric, and he has his own electric company. He's doing pretty good. I'm going to say so myself, okay? You can call me about the electric company, and I'll patch it into him, which is 205-758-1703, okay? And I want to give a shout out to our residential naturopathic healers and doctors. That's Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. These guys are pretty good. And we got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. These are naturopathic healers. They don't like to be called doctors, but I call them doctors. I still know your man and your brother. What can I tell you? But then you have to talk to heal, okay? So if you're sick and not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, we don't think anybody deserves to be sick, okay? I hope nothing's wrong with the line. Somebody's calling a private number. well, we don't think anybody deserves to be sick. So if you're sick, give one of them a call. And don't worry, just be healthy. Oh, boy. This commercial is something, but I like to give back to the people that are trying to give us so much. You know, they work so hard to do this, okay? And they're on the air day, you know, week after week for years, some of them, you know? And we like to give them a shout-out. So I like to give them a shout-out. So they know that we do appreciate the work that they're trying to do and what they're trying to do. Now, let's get back into our topic, okay? No, this is Black History Month. And we're talking about this black woman of the book. Okay, that's right. I'm saying it. The one who has skin the color of burnt brass. I didn't write this stuff. So it's in the book, so don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what's up. But I'm telling you who Mary was. And I'm trying to inform you what Mary represents. Mary represents every woman on the planet, every child. Okay, Christ's child represents every child that's born. Every child that's born is born under the Immaculate Conception. Okay, and the reason why the three wise men are five stars is because It's a cosmic event when a child is born. It's not just no regular thing that, bam, the baby come out, you smack it one time and yells, and that's it. No. For each child that's born, it's a cosmic event, because when the egg is fertilized and that Christ consciousness come into the egg and turn that flesh into a living soul, it's an amazing event. See, nobody is telling you what's going on out there. Nobody's telling you who you really are, you know? And it says you are all God's children of the Most High. Now, it don't say Most High God. They keep throwing that around. Because the Most High is that Christ consciousness that comes into you, that light that's powering the entire universe. I'm telling you what's going on. That's why some people can gain so much power from the book, and some people some people sleeping in the street. Why? Because you don't know how to read the book. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're capable of. Okay? You are the highest form of life on this planet. Why? Because of the Christ consciousness that permeates you, permeates Mary, okay, enters Mary's womb and activates that flesh when the child is born. That's right, Mary. Every child is a Mary. So when you go into a church and they got a white Mary and Jesus up there, black people shouldn't get bent out of shape. That's Mary. And when you go into a church and there's a black Jesus and Mary up there, the white folks shouldn't get bent out of shape, because that's Mary. Okay? Don't get it twisted. Mary, every woman on the every woman on the planet, that's who Mary represents, because you're special. You're an amazing Christ. Okay? Now, once you tell the child, well, you are a Christ, now they have to go to the Christ to learn how to act like a Christ. It's like some people tell me and say, well, look, man, let me scroll down and see if I got some hands up here. Okay. It's like some people tell me, love me the way I want people to love me the way they love themselves. I said, oh, no, please don't love me the way you love you. They don't know who they are. Some people hate themselves. They hate getting up in the morning, you know? They got black women frying their hair. You got white women putting Botox on their lips. White folks trying to be black folks trying to be white. Nobody likes who they are. There's nothing. I don't know if I got a couple little ones online or not, but there's nothing more beautiful, nothing more wonderful than what you see in your mirror. If it's not your twin, it's not a 10. It's just that simple, okay? Dropping the information, okay? And once again, if you have a comment or something that you might want to say, then just hit 1, and I'll open up your mic, and you can go ahead and make a comment. I see we have 1927 on the line. So I'm going to open up his mic and let him tell you a little bit about his show on Saturday. But remember what we're talking about. We're talking about you as a Christ. Now, don't get it twisted. I didn't say you as the Christ. Now, some people are like, he said I was Jesus. No, I didn't say you was Jesus. So don't get it twisted. I'm telling you that you are a Christ, and Jesus recognized who you were. Okay? That's why he knew you can do better than him. He knew you can do greater than what he did, because he knew who you were. And don't think he didn't protect Mary. You know? He didn't ask Mary when they was going to throw the rocks at Mary. He didn't say, look, Mary, now I can help you out if you promise me you're going to do so and so, so. No. He came right to her aid. He said, hey, now he is without sin, throw the first stone. And they looked at him and said, no, we're not going to challenge Jesus. We know who he is. Ain't nobody going to throw the rocks. And Jesus standing there, oh, no, they do better than that. But he came to protect Mary. It's not a coincidence that he was surrounded by so many Marys. Okay? 1927. Oh, man. Okay, I just saw.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on the air. You want to talk a little bit about Legacy of a Nation, or your comments you want to say about me rambling on?
Look, Brother Elohim, good evening. I'm intrigued by your revealing that the reference to Mary is more or less a metaphor, and that every woman is a Mary. I think this is I think this is news to me, who was raised up in the Baptist and the AME churches, and the way that you put it, I must say, makes it sort of clears up why it has been so difficult to accept that the story of Christmas, so to speak, is like a fairy tale, and as we become more sophisticated in our thinking and more experienced in our dealings and living, it becomes more difficult to accept the fundamentals that we were taught early on, and that should have been reinforced. But the picture that you lay out is, I must say, it's logical. It makes sense, and I appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work, and thanks for the shout out.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your wisdom as always. You're one of my elders, so it makes a big difference what you say to me on the air, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much. So this is information that we want to reveal. We're going to be dropping information like this every week. Every week we're going to take one passage out of the book, and we're going to go through it. Yeah, if you have a comment or something about, everybody's not going to agree with what I'm saying, okay? So if you disagree with what I'm saying, we can give your opinion, but I'm not going to debate it with you. I don't debate the book because where each person lives at is special. And if I take you out of your comfort zone, it might cause you more harm than good. So all I do is just give the information out. And you can, well, I guess you would call it a rebuttal. I don't really like that word because you're a rebuttal head when you rebuttal. But you can give your opinion about what I'm saying, because they have been teaching us in such a way that we don't know who we are. And we don't know that the power of the God that we serve, you serve a mighty God, you know. And sometimes we'll be all beat up and down, and we don't know how we're going to go from point A to point B. But if you know who you are, and you know that through action and reaction, everything that you're asking for will be coming to you. And like Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it, you know? Now, this is how the universe works. This is how this energy works. It monitors what's on your mind. Now, it monitors what's on your brain. Now, it's on your mind. What you're thinking about. Okay, that's why they come out with this little secret thing. What you think about, you bring about, you know. But that's so important. That's really what you sow. And if all you're doing is sowing negative thoughts, then that's what you're going to be reaping. You got to switch those thoughts up, okay? Don't think about what you don't want, because the universe will bring that to you, okay? This Christ consciousness is powerful, and it will bring whatever's on your mind. That's what's coming at you. So you have to change what's not, I'm using the term mind, but whatever's on your brain, okay? Because the mind and the brain is two different entities, okay? So whatever's on your brain is like a computer that handles all the information, you know? And the mind, oh boy, the mind is connected to the cosmos. Everything in the universe out there is connected to your mind. And what controls the information coming from your mind to your brain is called the oracle. They done miseducated us about that too. They're talking about the oracle as a person. No, it's not a person. It's the dimension between the mind and the brain that regulates information coming in from your mind into your brain based on your synaptic nerve growth. Okay? Now, if you open up a child's mind early, then information will come in at a much earlier age. And the child, you're seeing, oh, this child is so smart. No, you're not limiting the child by saying, well, it's 2 years old, it's 3 years old, they don't know nothing, I got to spoon feed them. No, give them as much as they can handle. You'd be surprised what the children can handle if you open up the information to them, you know. because the more information you open up, the quicker the synaptic nerves are growing the child, and the more the oracle will let information coming from the mind into the brain. The brain is like a computer, you know, a mighty computer, if you know what I'm saying. They haven't made a computer yet that can match the brain. So the brain can handle so much, but you have to let the synaptic nerves, okay, as synaptic nerves develop, more information comes there. That's why the children like computers so much. They love these computers because the computers enhances the synaptic nerve growth. A lot of people don't know that. When they're childing and playing them video games and going through this and going through that, their synaptic nerves are growing. And information, the oracle is allowing more information to come in. And when you talk to your child, you'd be surprised how smart those children are once you start talking to them. You say, oh, yeah, how do they know this? And how do they know that? And where do they get this information from? Information is flowing into that child's brain from their mind. I'm just dropping this so that you can drink it up. You know, think about it. You can Google this stuff. This stuff is information I'm telling you right now. It's not new. It's out there. And your children are beginning to accept it. Now, the 1%, they're a little nervous because they don't want you to get to the point that you even think that you can become the 1%. And they're scared to death out there, you know. Everything that any man or woman on the planet has done or can do, you can do too. I don't care what it is, all right? Colonel Gregory, he built the machine in the 80s that took us into space. The most sophisticated, it's a black man, it's a black history, so my folks about us, if I'm talking about black people, it's Colonel Gregory. He designed the cockpit for space, the most sophisticated piece of machinery on the planet. He designed it, you know. I got a couple of minutes left. So right now I'm going to give you a call and I'm again. But I'm just alerting you to who you are, and there's a mighty God out there that's ready to serve you through the cosmos, through energy. That's what's going on. I call the price the uncaused cause. That which caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. It's energy. Well, you are made up of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Now, I'm going to drop something right quick. Now, a lot of you are going to hang it up on me, but what can I tell you? You were not created. You were made. You can't. To create, you have to make something from nothing. Something has to be here for you to make something. All the farmers know you got to pour water in the well to get water out. You know, you need energy. You are made up of energy. You are actually the universe expanding itself. That's who you are, okay? You are a universal child, okay? You are a universal child born of the Immaculate Conception through Mary, all right? Okay? Born of the Immaculate Conception through Mary. Mary, understand who you are, okay? You have been bringing in Christ all these years and never knew that's what you were doing. Never knew that you were birthing Christ because you never knew who you were, you know? Each child is so special. Each child is so wonderful, but you have to let them know who they are. Once they know who they are, then they can appreciate who you are, and they will not be talking back to you. Oh, that's Mary. I can't believe, you know, that's the womb that bore me, and they will realize how special that womb is. It's not just no little incubator for some knucklehead that's going to be coming out. That's a special place, you know. They say out of the darkness, the light comes out of the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If I understand, it's dark in that mama's womb. When that light comes in there, the darkness don't comprehend it not until that baby pops out. Then the darkness is saying, whoa, what in the world is this? I'm just dropping some information on you, okay? Just giving you something to think about, like my friend said every week. Just trying to make you aware of some special things. We only got a couple more minutes. This is the Elohim Speaks Show. I am Elohim, a Christ in your midst, okay? A Christ in the midst of Christ. That's why I call myself Elohim Christ, okay? Now, don't get it twisted. I know I'm not the Christ. That's why I got the Bible in my hand, so I can go to the Christ and get that information so I can learn how to be a better Christ. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, let's not get it twisted. I love you guys. Remember, love is an act. that make others feel good. We out of time. So remember, if you're going to commit an act, make sure it makes the other person feel good and you have a feel good day. Love you, and I will be here next Sunday at 7 o'clock. I'm this big brother, don't shut me down here. So you guys be good, and I will tune in again to you next Sunday. Much love.
Great. Be well, big brother. Much love.